always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's the boy Don Christian, the Warrior, man. And today I'm on a solo tip. Miss Cole and them, they had church. They usually get out of church later. Service for them starts at 1. They get out around, you know what I'm saying, 3 o'clock. So I was like, man, I hold it down. We had to get the homie Applejacks on the line, man. And I've been chopping it up with him. He was on the line. You know how we do it, man. I'm just telling him, man, I've been following you since 8:05. And then he said, there might be a video in the works soon. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, if y'all do a video, it got to be on the 805 freeway. I don't even know if I've been on 805 freeway. You know what I'm saying? We from Seattle. I've been on I-5. But to do a video on a freeway, man, that's doing it big. But now we got the homie Applejacks. We going to talk it up with him, see what's new with him and the crew. We just had Mr. Cold Stone. That was a wonderful interview. If you missed it, go check it out at yadathaking.com. Today's topic is going to be teamwork, man. And I'm gonna put it out there like this: LeBron James, and somebody, so I might have lost a few listeners right there, but LeBron James decided to go with a better team. He was the best on his team, but he was like, man, look, I don't know if it's gonna work. Now some cats, they look at that as a cop out and be like, man, he didn't have the strength to get it together. But he realized that if he, the best team that he can get, the best, the more his legacy is going to be left. Now, you know, there's a lot of cats that still look at LeBron like, man, that was a bad move. I'm still pulling for them to win this game tonight. You know what I'm saying? To go to game 7 and complete, you know what I'm saying, the whole trip. But we got to look at what he did, man, in a spiritual sense. And even in basketball sense, he said, man, I'm gonna do this for the team. I'm gonna take a pay cut to get on a better team. And we see a lot of people like that. But LeBron James is headlining. You know, I heard he's one of the most hated players right now. So we're gonna talk about teamwork. We're gonna talk about that in Holy Hip Hop, how we could become a team, not only in just Holy Hip Hop, but urban gospel music. I mean, in gospel music in general. Let me stop, you know what I'm saying, segregating it. But we need to figure out how we could do that. Man, I'm just excited. Like I said, Applejacks gonna be on in just a hot second. You know how we do it. I got some new music too, man. This is from the homie Velvet, my dude, all the way from the SEATTLE. He got this new song called Dream Big featuring Inez Carter. Listen to this, man. Dream Big, Yada the King.
Mind and change my life, then change which lane I usually like by then. Circumstances went from left to right, then I had to mark down the things that I priced high, like hanging out just to be hanging out. All the while my insides were hanging out, so hurt like my heart was taken out. Need a doctor, can't help but be patient now. Lord help me, I'm a mess. I confess I did it myself, my flesh kept me from being blessed, and cleaving to the wrong crowd didn't help. They wasn't bad, just bad for me. Had to grow up at some point. My destiny sung to me real smooth over a classy beat, saying, come, Bell, run, Bell, run, don't stop. Why build upon the sand when you can build upon the rock? I get what I got from giving a lot, I get it. I dream big, I ain't dreaming a lot. That means the vision's much bigger than the dreams that I got. Lord, what you gave me is great and it's hot. I'm like Tave, all in.com. Here's my lot, no turning back now, that ain't even a thought. My dream will not be altered, inception or not. No.
Have the heart of a kid, knowing God has a plan. He'll do more than you ask. So dream big.
spin the street to golden. Many enemies there are when you go in. They've been enemies, but you didn't know it until you did something they didn't show it. All the while they were hoping you blow it. But why stop now if it ticks them off? Remember, I love haters just like God to be gone. You'll never be the same again. Once you do what you're supposed to, it all makes sense. When opposition comes to get you and the road seems long and your heart grows faint and you're barely holding on, just pause, take a deep breath, pray. Remember he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'll cause blessings to overtake you. Trust.
The rainbow I promise leads through the streets that I paved in gold. Forget what you've been told by those who don't believe. Nobody has to agree with the vision you see. Believe in God, pursuing your dreams relentlessly.
When opportunity is knocking, go out to it. It wasn't knocking to stop it, you must pursue it.
Dreaming.
If you just believe, you'll live with your D-R-E-A-M-B-I-G.
Dreaming on, dreamer, dreamer. Keep dreaming on, keep dreaming on, dreamer.
Bathing daily in the labor of the Savior.
On me, gotta take this hit, gotta kick it. When I took him, many of sins. Going, gotta keep going.
Not in vain, he shows us how to start walking straight, then molds us, sort of like powder's clay, in control of even the hottest flames. Who you know go to hell for you, man, help from who? Put your hands up, this is an anthem telling you that sin is like danger, this is your answer, cells in blue. Yeah, we focused here, we can go in prayer, cause he ripped the veil like them yellow shirts Hulk Hogan wears. Yeah,
new album. crystals, meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-rymusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift.
To
another level,
and God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how he say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Method. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club again.
Now available at FidelMusic.com, Club David. Join the club. MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby. Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Hit the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly.
Online at VelvetMusic.com. VELVETT Music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
Yo, this is Matt King Jones from Only One Way, and you are now listening to Don Christian on Yada the King Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. My dude Pac-Man, also from the town. He don't claim Seattle, though. He claims Tacoma. I'm like, man, we a team, brother. But now I got the homie Apple Jacks with me. Apple Jacks, Apple Dapple. Make some noise for all the people, brother.
Yo, what's cracking? Apple in the building. You know, about to get it going.
Man, that's what it is, man. And the way we get the things popping all the time is we love to start it with your testimony. Just tell us a little bit about where you came from, how God transformed your life, and, man, what he's doing in your life today.
Yeah, man. I'm originally from North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. So my mom and pops, they divorced when I was like 3. So my pops moved to relocated to Connecticut. So in my life, you know, my siblings kind of lived some years in North Carolina, other years in Connecticut. So you can imagine the social and personal issues with dealing with that kind of split family. But I learned a lot. I lived in a predominantly African-American inner city neighborhood in North Carolina. And in Connecticut, I lived in like a predominantly Caucasian environment. And so I learned life in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
From different situations and circumstances. And then as time went forward, I wasn't a believer. Just grew up around church, you know. Knew a lot of people, had uncles that was pastors, and my family's musically just crazy because I had an uncle that sing, aunts that sing, my mom was a praise and worship leader, my sister could sing, a lot of writers and producers, but at that time I wasn't really into music, I was mostly trying to play ball, so basketball was a huge part of my life, but it wasn't until I was in high school, around 14, I was led to Christ through my pastor in North Carolina. And it wasn't even on some trying to be deep. It was really like a change, you know.
Yeah.
God just again gripped me, and from that point on, I've been serving Him. And then years went down. When I was 17, I was moved, and God led us to just kind of for me to move into the ministry. So I started preaching at 17. From that point on. And before I got to that place, I was really deep into his discipleship, discipled by my pastors and other males and just a lot of figures in my life.
Yeah.
I had a lot of different influences because it does say a village, it takes a village to raise a child, and that was the case for me. had a lot of influences around me, even some negative. You know, dudes on the block selling, trying to convince me to do this, but God just, you know, had ways to keep my mind together. So do that. You know, it led me to starting doing music when I was 18, and then and it started that to, you know, moving forward with that. So that's pretty much how it began for me, you know, regular crazy life growing up, you know, split family issues and everything, but through it all, God is still grateful and faithful and sovereign, so it's all good.
No, that's what it is, man. So you were talking earlier, me and you were chopping it up. You're also now you're a youth pastor at your church. Just say some things that God really been teaching you, even as a leader. What are some things God is training you up in even today, man?
Man, you know, the benefit of getting into the ministry young, you learn a lot of different things. But I had excellent pastors to kind of look over me, so therefore I wasn't allowed to let that get to my head, you know what I mean? So I had people to check me. So as things went forward, as I learned more, I understood that the church wasn't adaptive to youth culture.
Yeah.
So from that, I had to learn the way that the traditional mind views things in order to effectively invite new ways to do worship and reach people into their mindset. So what I learned is just, you know, as things change with technology and media, the message remains that there's just new ways to communicate it, but you have, there's like a level. So you have to communicate it to those in position, then communicate it to those that you're trying to reach. Mm. And then that collaborative work will create this kind of atmosphere for people to be able to be reached. So today, my wife and I take our experiences, because she had a similar situation as me, where she was a youth pastor as well in California. So we take the experiences from all that and bring it into this church plant that we're part of here in Boston. And one thing that we've learned is you have to have the right team. It's not just me. It's not just her. It's not only us together. It has to be a team of people to work together with a common goal, common focus. And in order to do that, to have a spirit-led group, it's going to take a team of people to make this impact work.
Yeah. Now, that's good stuff, man. And I love how you alluding to the topic of the day. We're gonna hop in that teamwork in just a quick second, man. But I'm just excited about getting to hear your testimony, man. And I know that this is impacting somebody else out there. And speaking of impact, you got a track called Beaming that we about to run into. Tell us a little bit about this joint right now.
Well, you know, Beaming, it's centered on, in the Gospels you read in Matthew, it talks about no one, but what the previous verse speaks of, we're the salt of the earth. And then it says, no one has the light and put that light under the table. But if they have the light, they put it on the stand so everybody can see it. And if you're beaming, you got to be able to beam when it's dark. And you got to make sure that light is shining so that you can impact whatever it is that you're aiming for. So for us, the track is just simply, we're beaming, trying to shine the light of Christ everywhere. And I use a lot of movie analogies in that one and metaphors to kind of counter in what we're doing with overall ministry focus, which is to impact those that have never heard this music before. So that's what it is, man, beaming.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to hop into this banger, Beaming, featuring Jacob Washington and Gabron, right?
Yeah, Gabron.
Okay, Gabron, that's what it do. Let's check it out on Yada the King Radio.
This few of us.
I'm the fire flame spitter. Starlight got me in the nighttime thriller. Luke Skywalker, laser beam with the lightsaber. See past the smoke and defeating all you Darth Vader. No Decepticon, purpose by design. Transformer, I'm in my Optimus Prime. I don't need your cosign to get it popping. You PC artist, you don't even have logic. You sanitize my whole style. Purell, allergic to your negativity. Benadryl, ride away crisis, no need for a Hummer. Cyclops eyes, call me the Scott Summers. Growth when I fail and I'm seeing the imposters. Superstar came in, destroyed the real monster. I do the rock way, heart is leaning. Gotta keep my light shine, laser beaming.
We're shining our light.
arrogance, yo, I call bold. I dribble through the legs, cross over to the hole. I take it to the heart, I let my light shine. It's young Obi-Wan, can no man
who's burn.
I got my lightsaber for all the Darth Vaders. I specialize in battle studies, call me John Mayer. Ha, it's hard to stay about the world, man, but focus on the truth or you get caught up in that whirlwind. Swoosh, Nike, victory. Lecrae said rehab, old man history. Try every day to die every day. Don't worry about what the homies on the block say. Said I should get rich, or I should die trying. I told them, get thee behind me and stop lying. Turn the light on and call me High Beans. The only spot that I would not rock is your dreams. We're shining our light. This few of us ready. We're ready to fight.
Hey, that's just what they say. Brother, since the floodlights replaced the towers, now the sonic beam at night. Ground zero, not a found hero. Thoughts of evil surrounding me sound feeble, right? No sudden destruction, fearing, destroying the works of my enemy. Giving the unction, clearing my throat, quoting the most high, no lyrics. Spiritually discern, ball, mirror me, never see forever, relentless. Keep every sentence encased in your heart, in case abundant life break here. Make clear what the generations witness, yeah. Power and provision here, like how we almost finished when I'm just getting started. Hey, the match is still vernacular, danceable. Cast out the hemisphere, heads around, check it out. I X'd out who's been there. The light been off, Big Ben still take it a click. Until then, until then.
We're shining our light. There's few of us.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. If you ain't trying to win souls, then put the mic down. Don't rap no more.
Yeah.
Don't rap no more. That's right. Don't rap no more.
Say it.
Yeah. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more.
Hey.
I said it. Don't rap no more.
OMG.
Yeah. Y'all rappers need to burn your mics up, make them disintegrate. If you ain't trying to win souls, for heaven's sake, don't be thanking God for awards on stage. And then grab the mic and spit things he hate. I'm shooting from the hip, these rappers rapping lies. Y'all best to get a grip, these rappers living lies. Gotta expose these fakes, y'all some sitting ducks. Leading kids to hell, just to get a buck. Just to get a chain, just to get some fame. Y'all some grown men, too many nicknames. This for saints and sinners, speaking equally. Cause if the shoe fit, put it on your feet. If this ain't for the kingdom, you got enemy. You wouldn't spit that trash in front of G.O.D. Slap the man in the mirror and make a change. If I gotta make another one of these, I'm naming names. Yeah. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah, put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win souls, boy, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
This a new year.
I told him, put the mic down. Throw them hits away. Suffocate your rhyme book under a pillowcase. And don't mention rapping unless for Christ's sake. Find a new hustle, learn how to ice skate. Fed up with rappers awarded because they rhyme great, with a message that contributes to the nation's crime rate. I'm like, chill homie, slow your roll partner, cause you ain't saying nothing. You a grown toddler, raised by the streets, in need of a real father. Some money hungry, they do it for the dollar. They compromise what they believe just to pop their collar, and rub shoulders with 50 Cent and Waka Flocka. Nah, this ain't a diss, it's more like dispensation. Let's separate the sheep from the goat, no integrating. If you ain't rhyming for Christ, then you rhyming for Satan. If you ain't trying to win souls, what role are you playing? I'm saying,
if you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more.
Hey,
yeah, don't rap no more.
I said it,
don't rap no more.
telling our sons to go get a shotgun and pump it, and our little girls that they should back it up and dump it. And you tell these single mothers, nah, that they ain't nothing. I'ma play the engineer, take your vocals and punch them back down your throat. Slap the mic out your hand, rip the rhymes you wrote. Man, you ain't trying to grow. Stupid, that's dying music, and it's for losers. And we coming straight from Judah. Shoulda knew that this was lion music. So what you rap about? Man, you ain't whipping word, jerk. You couldn't trap a mouse. And I'm knowing that you rappers is fake. You wouldn't bust a grape. You couldn't shoot a pigeon, dog. You wouldn't cut a cake. This ain't about spitting fiction and alcohol. This is about benedictions and altar calls. And I'm talking to all rappers that's listening to D-O-double-G. B, tell them what the business is.
If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more. Don't rap no more. I said it. Don't rap no more. Put it down, boy. If you ain't trying to win souls, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more. This a new year.
Yeah. Don't rap no more. The official remix featuring Mouthpiece and K9. That's the homie Brinson. Brinson, what up, man? Hey, I gotta show you some love, man. Cause see, look, Brinson's one of them cats that he'll hit me up and be like, yo, man, are you spinning my tracks? Okay, cool. If not, still we still cool, but you know, we need to chop it up. So that's what it is, man. Much love to Brinson, C Straight, the whole camp of God Chasers, man. I'm with Applejacks. Applejacks, man, what's the name of your movement, man? First of all, for those that are like, man, what label is Jacks with, man?
Man, the movement, the brand is Spodacy. What that means is creativity inspires action. It's something that I came up with when I was an undergrad, and that's based on Colossians 1. Mm. And throughout the first like 17 verses, you hear about everything that Christ created everything. Everything was made by him and for him. Yeah. So our creativity is not my own. It's not something that I'm creating for myself, but it's first to glorify God and also to fulfill the purpose that he has for me on this earth. So Fodacy is just built on being creative in whatever art form it is, whether it's books, whether it's movies, speaking, art, cooking. You know, I love to cook, Chef Homeboy RD.
Okay.
And, you know, no matter what it is, we want to do it unto the Lord. And also, the action piece is from James 1. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. And what it is that as our foundation is in Christ, our creativity and production and product needs to be of high excellence, but also exemplify biblical principles, man. So the movement is Spodacy. And that's kind of the biblical breakdown of that whole thing.
Dope, man. So you're the CEO of the whole label, right?
Yeah, that's correct, man. So, you know, I think we've been doing it for a while. It's kind of morphed into more things as the years progress. Right now we have Fodacy Music, we have Fodacy Apparel, which we have right now, the organic collection that's going to be out this summer. We also have Alpha Flight, which is our ministry arm, which will host our Bible studies and our books.
Yeah.
And our ministry curriculum. And we also have Fodacy Beat Factory, which is our production. And then we have consulting and things like that, man. So it's kind of morphed over the years. Guys, you know, been doing some things. And we're just trying to just serve the Lord in our gifts, man, and just continue to let everything be super hot and creative and just dedicate it all back to the Lord.
Man, so look, this is what I want to do. I want to rewind and let's start when Applejacks first knew when you were called to this ministry of Christian hip hop. How did that happen, man?
Man, you know what's funny? Okay, so for me, when I first even thought of rapping, I was still playing basketball, trying to go to the college game and play pro. So I wasn't really into it, but at that particular time, I heard about Christian rap. I didn't know anything about it because the church was so against anything. Remember when Kirk Franklin had that song, Stomp?
Yeah.
Everybody was going nuts.
Uh-huh.
So if they were having trouble with that, how can I rap? So you know, I knew I could rap. I did some kind of, you know, freestyles and things like that, but then I did it in the choir and things like that. So then it wasn't until I got to undergrad and I was like, oh, I should really try this music. And then that's when the name Applejacks came up. And just so people know, Applejacks comes from John 15, you abide in Christ, you bear good fruit. So that's Apple. Jacks is taking something. So Mark 1, 6, 16 and 17, Jesus was walking and said, yo, put the nets down, become a fisher of men. So for me, it's out to bear good fruit in him and jack everybody from negativity and bring them to the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
So when I came up with that kind of understanding of the name, then I started doing flows. You know, I was like, all right, let me just see what's up. Conferences or coffee houses or, you know, little club spots.
Now, how old were you when you was doing this?
When I was doing it, I was, this is when I was 18.
Okay.
So I was 18 at the time and I was, you know, just young in the Lord. But at that time, I was already in ministry as a younger, like, youth minister for about, it was going on my second year. So ministry comes first for us. So the first thing is not even music, it's ministry. So, and people say that, you know what I mean? But that's what, I mean, I was a minister before I even started rapping. So before I picked up the mic, I was discipled, I was mentored. And I'm continuing to be discipled and mentored to this day. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it started. And then I started doing raps. And then I was a concert promoter in college.
Okay.
And that's when I brought down, that's how I got connected to New World Inc. I just brought some of the guys down, Jacob, LeBron, and Tone at the time. And brought them down. And then I got connected to New World Inc. And then, you know, that's how people found out about 805 from that point on. So from that, then it was, I was part of New York for a couple of years. And then during that time, I was still doing Fantasy, but it just kind of morphed into my own thing as time went forward. You know, I moved to Boston and you know, it's full fledged now, Fantasy Music. You know what I'm saying? So that's the inception. That's how it started. It was just me, you know, rapping. And it wasn't like, oh, I have a passion to preach on the mic. You know, I was already doing that in my local church. So it wasn't even that. And even then, man, back then, the industry was different because it wasn't so legalistic as it is today.
Mm.
You know, back then, it was about creative art. So you made music. As long as it was biblically sound, people didn't have the issue. So for me, I can go to a church and do 805. And, you know, go to a club and do 805. People know I'm Christian. Wasn't an issue.
Right.
But today, the legalism has grown so high that folks listen for cliche words in order to understand where you rep, whether or not you rep Christ or not, rather than listening to the lyrics to discern whether or not you rep in Christ or not. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So the game has changed since when I first started. I mean, I was a young kid, man. And I'm a little bit older now, so I'm
85. he said, I'm 805, you know what I'm saying? No, that's what it is, man. Hey, this is what I want to ask you, man. This is something that I really haven't done yet or asked anybody yet, man. But what is some information that you would like to give some inspiring artists coming up right now in Christian hip-hop or gospel urban music? What's a few tidbits or information that you want to give them for stepping into that arena?
Yeah, man, you know, the first thing is to make sure you're plugged into a local community.
Can I keep it real?
That is essential because your spiritual well-being is more important than your social or your lyrical well-being.
That's good.
And I think that's the first thing, making sure that your foundation is in Christ. And as you grow as a person, as a Christian, as you grow, then you grow as an artist as well. You know what I'm saying? So everything you are, it's going to be reflective in your music.
Right.
The second thing is be creative. Don't bite people. You know what I'm saying? If you're copying and pasting, you know, people in the world or even in the church, they're going to be like, yo, you sound like Blake right now. You sound like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
We've never been in that kind of situation. Anytime anyone's heard any of our music,
it's original.
Through the grace of God, people always say, your stuff just sounds original. I was on Shade 45. And they was trying to clown, but Cypress Hill was like, yo, this dude is original. Regardless of what people say, if he's Christian or not, he don't sound like no one else. And that's what you want. If you want your material to sound so original, that folks will be trying to copy what you do,
right?
Rather than us going to listen to BMS.
Can I get an amen?
Sound like Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one. That's another piece. Another one is have a team of creative people around you. So, you know, don't have just your friends and tell you everything you do is hot. You know, make sure you got folks who are going to give you some critical but also corrective instructions and guidance. Because, you know, people can tell you you will whack all day, but that won't help you until someone goes in the studio and tell you, man, you got to fix the way you stand this bar right here because it sounds funny. It's Russian. You know, or in production-wise, just make sure you have, you know, a great producer. A producer is a person that gives you a beat and also helps you structure the song from the lyrics to the hook. You know what I mean? So I was fortunate and blessed enough to be able to have great producers around me to help me understand how to create music. And another thing is, too, when you're creating music, understand that this is entertainment. Well, people are like, well, my music is ministry. All right, I got you. But without the mic, you're doing ministry. So you make disciples by what you do with people in your inner circle inside of your local church.
Yeah.
That's discipleship. I'm not making disciples on the mic. I'm just creating and spreading a biblical worldview over my music. You feel me? So, you know, it's a lot of little things that creatively we kind of forget because we're like, well, it's not about the method. It's about the message. I'm like, yeah. But you got to make sure the stuff is hot. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, for us, you know, I think, and any other up-and-coming guys, man, also don't look for popular Christian rappers to co-sign you. Just like they tell people in the mainstream, don't look to connect with Lil Wayne to get your next put on, you know what I mean?
Right.
As a Christian hip-hop artist, don't look at those that you admire to follow. Don't look to them for your validation. Our ID is in Christ. There's
That's
no
good.
Need for a co-signer. So if Christ is our co-signer and he's going to put some creative people around you, let that be your inspiration. Don't say, I want to be like this guy or that guy. But follow what God has given you, even if it's going to be unpopular, you know what I mean? Don't make some microwaved up, you know, kind of Jesus songs so you make Jesus be in there every verse, you know what I'm saying? But your message should have the basis of Christ, the idea of Christ, the gospel should be evident. But that does mean that you kind of have worldview that can address poverty, that can address clean water in Africa, can address inner city issues in your neighborhood, you know what I mean? So as a Christian, you can address diverse songs as well as proclaiming theocentric kind of messages in your songs as well. So diversity is key.
Man, that was... Hey, if y'all ain't taking notes, rewind this joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, he done gave it to a lot of cats already, man. Be unique, be original, and quit looking for a co-signer, man. I know a lot of people that do music and... me as a producer, they always be like, man, let me get a beat like Lecrae's. Let me get a beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I got some other beats though. You know what I'm saying? But they're not like, no. I want this track. I want this sound. But he's saying be unique, man. Look, we're going to go to another track from the homie Apple Jax. You know what I'm saying? We might be able to call him Jax right now. I don't know. What are you calling yourself these days, man?
Hey, man, you know, it's to the person. It can be Apple Jax. E-E-O, you know what I'm saying? My real name is Ernest.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm from the South, so that's, you know, Ernest, that's a Southern name.
Yeah, no, so, I can dig it.
Doesn't matter, man.
So, look, we're going to go to your track, Narrow Lane, featuring The Voice. Real quick, anything you got to say about that joint?
Hey, The Voice is the homie, man. Support what the brother's doing, him and his wife, man. And, you know, Narrow Lane is about driving in the lane that only few follow, you know what I'm saying? So it's simply rock with Christ and don't go into somebody else's lane. It can lead you to darkness, you know what I mean? But stay in the narrow.
That's right. So what we gonna do is hop into that right now. Man, this is West Coast music too. I love this track. Here we go.
Yeah. Y'all ride in the narrow lane, going nonstop, no time for silly games. Follow Christ's roadmap and you see the name inside my car's heart, he's the king. I ain't driving off-road or getting bored, cause it would lead me to death, detours. I have to endure, this race is serious. No Tokyo drift, not fast or furious. Navigation got me past my road dreams. Unchange your hand, impact my touchscreen. Billboards post up, I keep my eyes clean.
Windshield wiping on the buggy things. No Aston Martin, sent to ashes. 95 pieces, Luther Martin. In Christ I live, cause he reigns. Going non-stop, riding in the never lane. Non-stop is the way we go. Live life like this, can't nobody stop this. Keep it real, that's how we roll. Live life like this, can't nobody stop this. Non-stop is the way we go. Live life like this, can't nobody stop this. Right in the never lane, huh? Never lane, huh? Never lane, huh?
It's about time being down in L.A. hooked up. Remind me of that Change the Game remix with Corrupt, yeah. But this year be on some holy roller hijinks. Mic control of Vizine, clearing up your eyes clean. And I seen what they say in them shows, that Jesus ain't the only way, and homie, he never rose. But I chose way back to simply call upon his name. Believed it all in faith, and man, I never been the same. See, to top it all off, I done prayed for the sick. Seen them restore back to health, like instantly quick. I done prayed for some chick who was demon possessed. We cast them out in Jesus' name, and now she living mad blessed. Oh yes, the narrow lane is my lane. I'm feeling like Dre Murray when he broke in the game. See, the sun think it's strange, but my brain been fixed to Matthew 7:14 and Romans 1:16. You heard?
Non-stop is the way we go. Live life like this, can't nobody stop this. Keep it real, that's how we roll. Live life like this, can't nobody stop this. Non-stop is the way we go. Live life like this, can't nobody stop this.
Right in the narrow lane, huh? Narrow lane, huh? Narrow lane, huh? Narrow lane.
Yeah,
like a Pittsburgh Steeler. Leave nothing left, yes, zip like ceiling. Holy is your name and the sky is the limit. Lord, my flesh is so disgusting. If I don't serve the Christ, then my life means nothing. Real talk, no bluffing. Dead to the skin, no chance of repercussions.
Lord, please kill my flesh.
Destroy the flesh, shoot it 9 times without the vest. You the best, my flesh is weak. Setting my mind on your throne, lay it at your feet.
Lord, please, yeah, yeah.
Kill my flesh.
Kill my flesh. Kill my flesh.
Yeah.
Lord, please
Hazel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
All up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy, Jeeta. And I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles, Burning Up.
We burning up, we burning up.
You Are.
You Are the One, You Are the Light, You Are the
Savior. And Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouthToTheSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
TheSouth.com,
where you can shop the hip hop music store
with free music downloads.
Music shoppers, there's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network
and more.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com.
The life in hip-hop.
California love.
West Coast
rapping. West Coast fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip-hop site repping the West Coast.
With the fattest gospel hip-hop.
Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gina.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com.
The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
What up to the homie Cam? Hey, if y'all follow him on Twitter, he finally came out with the skinny jeans picture. See, now he thought that the Thunder was going to win the whole thing, and I was like, nah, I don't think so. So he came out with the skinny jean pick, man. He has some Thunder Blue skinny jeans. And follow him at Music by Cam on Twitter and ask him about the pick. Tell him Yada the King sent you. But that's really what's good. Man, Applejacks, we're going to talk about the topic of the day, which is teamwork.
Okay.
Now, while we were chopping it up, you said you were a point guard growing up, man. How important is teamwork just on a basketball team, man, first of all?
You know, teamwork is essential, man. You know, that classic phrase, there's no I in team. And one thing about it, the scripture talks about where two or three is gathered, he'll be in the mix. And you feel what I'm saying? Like, I think one thing that we see in the Gospels, Jesus always spoke about community and the way we treated other people.
Mm.
And one of those things is, and the principles from that is, learning how to be selfless.
Yeah.
And in a team, you're required to trust your teammates. You're required to not lean on yourself so much. And then also it keeps pride down. You know what I mean? There's accountability. So as a basketball player, You have to trust each other. And that's how Boston won in 08. They didn't win just from, you know, one superstar, but it had to be a collective effort.
Yeah.
And with the collective effort, you can get to your goals quicker, more efficiently, timely, and also effectively, better than if you were trying to do it by yourself.
No, that's really what's up, man. Yeah. So let's talk about teamwork in ministry, man. How important is this? Because sometimes I feel like in the church we have a superstar mentality, man.
Man, yeah, we see the superstars, man. And, you know, one thing I would say is it doesn't matter if you go to a large or a small church, you still see the superstar mentality. I think for us in Prodigy, we try to do everything collaboratively. You know what I mean? Like, so it's Granger and Odetta, GNO, who Granger's a pastor in Rhode Island. so we connect ministry-wise, or we agree, and we just kind of build from there. One thing about collective efforts, you know, it just it's better to do it in a ministry standpoint. Like, for example, here in Boston, my wife and I have been connected with various youth pastors to put on various events and benefits and support each other, maybe financially, you know, whatever it is that we're trying to do, bring our youth group to another youth group's event,
yeah,
vice versa. When you see that type of collective effort, things happen. There's results. There's community being built, and we not only build with ourselves, but also other youth pastors. You know what I mean? So in ministry, it's essential, and superstars are out there. But in order to crush that superstar mentality, you have to see a bigger voice that's made through collective efforts and collective collaborative works. And when you see that more often, that superstar will be a lonely superstar.
Right.
And the other ones are doing more things. So yeah, it's essential, man. It's essential.
So with that being said, how do you feel this is translated in gospel music, just in general?
Yeah, you know, I see it more in the contemporary Christian market. You can see Family Force 5, Toby Mac, and then Brit Nicole in the same concert.
Right.
Gospel, same thing. You can see various gospel artists coming together. Dawkins and Dawkins might be on with Kirk Franklin, who in turn might be with Ty Tribbett. You know what I mean? So it's like there's collaborative. Now, with Christian hip-hop, you do not see that.
Right.
There's artists that would say, oh, unity, just because you don't see it on collaborations, that doesn't mean that there's no unity. But there is something to be said about that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I know you in private, there's nothing wrong with me saying shout out to someone on Twitter. Like, for example, we spoke about The Voice. He was on Narrow Lane. Nothing wrong with me saying, yo, that's the homie. Support their ministry and what they're doing.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with collaborations, but it's more of a recognition that folks know I support what they do, they support what we do. People need to see that. For example, there was an issue between, I think, Gucci Mane and Jeezy, and the only way people knew there wasn't a beef is when they did a song together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And once that happened, everyone was like, oh, the beef is done. So we see it in Christian music, but in Christian hip-hop, the divide is still there. There's still a worry of, you know, whether or not this person's ministry is viable or if they're going to affect my brand. You know what I'm saying? So it's still there. But at the same time, there are voices being met. There are people that are collaborating. And there are, you know, people that are connecting on a private level, but, you know, publicly making it known via videos or, you know, cameos or podcasts, you know, there's so many different ways. So, in a sense, there are being collaborative efforts being made, but in some sense, in particular with Christian hip hop, we don't see it as often.
Yeah. No, I think what you said is powerful, man. We got to figure out how to break those walls, because you said you can see it in other genres. It's just like it's just kind of like the church. And I don't remember Sean Slaughter. I think he said this, man. When Christian hip hop first started, they were like, man, let's bring unity. You know what I'm saying? We let's stop all the beefing and between churches, and they were like, man, we're not going to be denominational. And as you said, as you grew up doing Christian hip hop, you've seen the differences in music. Now it's more legalistic, as you actually said, than it used to be. Why has it become like that? Is there anything that you would like to say to speak to that?
Man, you know what, man? I'm not sure, because when I first even was my first Christian rap CDs were Gospel Gangsters, I Can See Clearly Now,
Fresh
and
album.
Cross Movements, House of Reps,
mm-hmm.
and my third album was Unity Plans, One Day.
Yep.
So you see the kind of difference in between all those records.
Right.
And at that particular time, I was young, man. I was a teenager, and I was just like, oh, I like this music. I think at that particular time, there's philosophical differences that later became theological differences. You feel me? So I think with those being said, you know, the fan that supports it doesn't know what's going on. They only see what's on face value. So they see this group not working with this group, or publicly acknowledging this group, then they assume that there's an issue. And I feel like, I think there's been legalism. And people that I talk to people a lot, they're like, man, that's not true. You have to really look at it, man. There is an issue. That doesn't mean it has to be collaboration, but there's obvious something that's been going on. And I just believe the people got over their philosophical views and their worrying about their brand. Like, I don't want this person to be on this one because they work with this person and that person works with this person. When you have that kind of mentality, you kind of lose sight on the agenda that we all supposed to be doing, proclaiming the message of Christ in the world. And as long as you are banging with the essentials, as Jesus is Lord, Christ came and died and rose on the third day. You know, the Bible is the inherent word of God. And you got to be connected to a Bible-believing, biblically solid local church. If these essentials are there, you know what I'm saying, then it shouldn't be any issues. And I just feel like artists have come over the years and made this division happen. Therefore, the fans don't really know what's going on, take on this mentality, and it's been going on for a near decade now. You know what I'm saying? So, and Sean Slaughter's right. Shout out to Sean Slaughter. It's been going on. You know what I mean? KJ52, I support what he's doing. You know what I mean? I support mad people, man. And it's sad to see it. But what we can do, like what you're doing in interviews and what I'm doing as an artist, just continue to bring unity amongst the people that we're cool with. And just continue to proclaim the gospel, man, and just be creative and make it work, man. Because you can't really collab with everyone. You don't know who's going to do what. So until then, you just continue rocking with the gift that God's given you and kind of trust God and just, you know, let him do his thing through you and glorify the Lord in that way, man.
Man, and that's what's up, man. I want to honor your time, so we know we got a few minutes left. I wanted to just have you tell the people where they can go pick up some of your latest projects. What's your Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, how they can get in contact with you. Give me some of that info right now.
No doubt, man. Well, just want to introduce everyone to the Fodacy Music movement and brand. We have my wife, Trini. Her Twitter is at GlobalXDiva. We got Mr. Coldstone. His is at Mr. Coldstone on Twitter. G&O. It's at G&O or at GO_music. And, you know, it's me, Applejacks, at Applejacks. And you can find our music on Fodacy.com. That's Sadacy. And our Twitter and Facebooks and everything, our YouTube is all there. So if you pretty much go to Fodacy on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, you'll find out more about us. And, you know, I just want to introduce everyone to all of us and know that we just, a brand seeking to make organic music, you know what I mean? I remember you asked Coldstone a question about where do we get our beats.
Yeah, you guys' stuff is crazy.
Man, you know, one thing about us, we just try to make sure everything, our sound is just organic. We try to make music and pick music that just is not normal, you know what I mean? And so just continue to follow us at the Fodacy Brand site. And just to give another shout out about a new project, my wife and I are known as The Outsiders. So we're working on a project self-titled as The Outsiders. And based out of Romans 12:2, not conforming to this world, but transformed by the renewing of the mind. And I just want to let everybody know what we're doing, man. We're just all about Christ, all about serving him and just making sure what we do is creative, fun, innovative. And, you know, I do like popcorn. I may talk about it in the song. That is all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, having fun.
You still there, bro?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, that's what's
up. The phone just dropped.
No, you good, bro. You know, don't drop that iPhone, man. That, oh, Lord.
I got a case on it.
Okay, no, that's what it is, man. So, once again, man, shout out to, I know you got Megan Blue, man. She the one that set up the interview, man. Tell us a little bit about her part. I mean, as you guys is building this team, man, shout out all the cats that you got on the team. I know you shouted some of the artists, but shout out everybody on the team, man.
Oh, yeah, man, we have Megan Blue, who handles most of the kind of promotional pieces, the management side, the booking. We have Fuse Booking, who handles most of our booking agency, kind of contacts and connecting folks. We have Tarek Myers, who's a freshman at Ithaca College, who handles most of our social programming. And this, this has involved research with a lot of social issues that pertains to poverty and education in inner cities. So he's the strategic manager over that branch. And we have my wife, who's just a strategic director over all the things that we're doing. So understand that we do have meetings, and sometimes we disagree.
Yeah.
We'd be like, yo, let's go and figure it out, man. It's fun, too. It's fun having a team. Because we all love each other, and it's a family situation, you know what I'm saying? So we can have a meeting and then turn around and go watch a movie. Shout out to the new X-Men movie, because that was hot. We went to go see it on Friday.
Yeah.
It was nice. So, you know, that's all the people that we have on the squad, man. We have the apparel piece. My sister Eric helps me with that, with the designs. And Jacob also does design work for us with, like, the T-shirts and covers and things like that. We also have David 2.0, who does artwork for us and production from several people from Epic to Don and Concepts. And I do production and a homie Tech Groove. So we just got a team, man, and we do the videos in-house. So, you know, it's fun, man. We love it this way. And we're just trying to keep it organic and keep it cracking, man.
That's what it is, man. So y'all got it in with Applejacks. We're going to go out with you, man. This track is called Go Hard featuring Trini. Tell us a little bit about that, Jim.
Man, this is the first single for our collaborative project known as The Outsiders. And it was fun, too, because, you know, people hear my wife rapping on there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I like that. It's fun doing records with her. We have fun. And we just want this song to just go hard. Or go home, and basically, you know, whatever you're doing, make sure you're going hard for the Lord. And this is just one of those declarations. Just like, look, you know what I mean? We're going to rock it hard, and don't be, you know what I mean, flaky with it. So just a song with my wife, fun joint, have fun, love the Lord, and keep it going, man. That's what it is.
Go hard. Y'all getting it, man. This is Yada That King Radio. And, man, we're going to go out with this track. Applejacks, man, I thank you for coming out, man. And I pray that God bless you the rest of your day, bro.
Man, thanks. Likewise, too, bro.
All right. God bless.
All
right,
bro.
Nice, man. That's what's up. Let's get into this track. Go Hard featuring Trini on Yada The King Radio. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
F-A-D-A. Every day we got to... Cause we got sweet. Yeah. Cause we got Go hard or go home. Download the gospel. Android, iPhone. Ha. Jesus apps run so sweet. I'm all bars. I'm living it 4G. Light source is the only uno. Need to be real and not acting all pseudo. Check the forecast, it's alarming. You need an umbrella, I'm brainstorming. I'm an outcast like Andre. 3,000 bars of hot ice cream for cold days. Yeah, touchdown on your sentence. Spin moves on beats, pass in when it's blitzing. He's the potter, I am the clay. 30 minute meals, Rachel Ray. I go hard cause Christ is amazing. Fire shut up in my bones, you can call it blazing. For Christ, and we go hard. So we have to keep it nice with the clean heart. Bring the light, and we go hard. So we gotta keep it fly with the clean heart. So here we go, yeah.
My iPhone plays his tunes. I listen. Take notes from Christ, the instructor. I'm music notes. He's conductor. Rest with the leg room. Watch his screen on the flight. JetBlue. Put Jesus on blast. Innovate original with no fast. He's the shock doctor. Deny my flesh. Weight watcher. Go hard, cause Christ is amazing. Fire shut up in my bones.
And we go hard, so we have to
same. Keep it moving, trust Christ, yeah, every day. Move in the scriptures. Let the vision that they see is his picture. Yeah. Sharper than a razor. Be known as a laser. If you feel like an outsider, go hard. Be known as an outsider.
Live for Christ and we go hard. So we have to keep it nice with the clean heart. Bring the light and we go hard. So we gotta keep it fly with the clean heart. So here we go, go, yeah.
Something. That's the homie Blaze. She gonna be on the show real soon, man. Hey, I gotta salute my man DJ Kingdom 7. He's in a live stream. He said just to let him know that he's going to be coming back to the show from Korea soon. Your homie DJ Kingdom 7 is going to be on the show in Korea, man. So stay tuned, man. We're going to have him on the line. We're going to see what it's like on the whole side of the world, man. They're actually a day ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? So Yada the King's going to be 2 days when we're talking with him. You know, and that I think that's going to be hot, man. Also, he's predicting that the Mavs is going to win. I'm really praying, you know what I'm saying, that the Heat get this, man. I mean, I think LeBron needs this bad. The whole team need it, man, really. The Miami Heat, if they lost two games, there was like a whole big, you know what I'm saying, what is it? Just big headlines about it, like the Heat is falling off. The Heat ain't doing this. The Heat ain't doing that. So I just want all the haters to have a LeBron James ring in their face. You know what I'm saying? And I like, you know what I'm saying, Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade been balling. Real talk, man. Hopefully he's fully healthy. But you know how it is, man. It's the NBA playoffs. It's going down. That means all y'all that's trying to get on our advertising deal, as soon as that is over, the deal is over. You know what I'm saying? So you need to hop on that quick. We might be till next Tuesday, but it's ended soon. As I'm saying that, let me shout out all of our advertisers. We got Zerubbabel. His newest album, Pilgrim Perspective, is coming out June 14th. Go pick that up. That's this week, y'all. June 14th. Pick that joint up. We got Fidel. His newest album, Club David, has been just murking the charts as of late. Please go support our brother, Fidel. Also, check out his interview. Dope interview. We got C-Rob, her newest album, Crystal's Method. It's out on iTunes. Pick it up, man. That's my sister all the way in San Diego. She's originally from Seattle. And then we also have Marte Music. Go to martemusic.com. We have JidaBaby.com. Check him out, man. His newest project is coming out this month as well. And we got the homie J-May. So y'all got to check it out. Mark Arthur also hopped on, man. He's going to have a new video releasing soon. Soon, you know what I'm saying? That's how I got to say it. Until he's like, yo, put it out, Don Christian. And, man, that's really what it is, man. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. Let me talk a little bit. First of all, man, I got to talk about church service yesterday, man. I woke up pumped to go to church, man. And, you know, I like going to church, but I ain't, most of the time it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, pumped like that. I don't know why, man. I was just like, man, I'm just pumped to go to church today, man. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I get to church, man, and, you know, I had to lead some songs. I'm in the praise and worship team. Led a few songs until my voice went out. Man, we were just crump, man. We was going in. And then after that, my dad preached a fire message, man. I was like, man, my dad's going in, man. And it's awesome when you as a child can say that about your dad preaching. Man, he was just talking about the spirit of this age and how we must defeat the spirit of this age, how we must combat it, because it's coming, man. And I might even talk about that on the next show. The spirit of this age, what is it? What is some of its jobs? What are some of the things that he does? Let me actually read a few notes that my dad was talking about. These are some of the things that the spirit of this age promotes. One of them was to not read our Bible. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of this age teaches us, man, it's not the Bible's not important. It's not really the word of God. It's not a book that we need to be spending time in. And we as Christians should already know that we got to stay in that. Another thing he said yesterday was making us not have a desire to pray. And that's a humongous thing. I ain't gonna say that's bigger than the word of God, because they both hand in hand. But if the spirit of this age can disconnect the word of God and us hearing from God, then what we begin to do is we begin to get lost. And the thing that my dad said, man, that I was like, man, this is crazy. He said, let's see. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but he had said, he had said, deception comes because there is no sharp view of the truth. That's the only way deception comes. So if you into the word of God, if you into, you know what I'm saying, continuing to seek God, then you'll be good. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is uncivilized, man. And that's really what it is. If you want to hear the messages that we preach at our church, New Creation Christian Center, you can go to newcreationwa.org. Newcreationwa.org. Click on the podcast links. Every service, as soon as the service is over, my job is to get the podcast up. Man, there's a lot of good stuff he's talking about on the just some of the spirits of the spirit of this age, what he's trying to promote. And another thing he was saying is not going to church, as we was talking about earlier, teamwork. And that's what I'm gonna talk about in just a hot second, teamwork, how important it is to be linked up with the body of Christ. But see, the spirit of this age teaches us it's not important. He also saying, like, you don't need the body of Christ. And we got to make sure that that's not what we getting into, man. We got to make sure that we're linked up. And I'm going to talk about that, man. You know, all these topics, this stuff just be going through my mind sometimes. And I praise God, because every time I'm talking about a topic, it get confirmed by the homie that I'm interviewing. He was just chopping it up, saying, hey, he got a meeting to get into with some other cats so he can figure out how to make this team thing work. And you know what it is. Like I said, get the teamwork together. And that's what's up. I got to do this. Shout out to my team. You know what I'm saying? Yada the King team. It's the Yada the King team, not my team. Let me clarify that. It's God's thing. But that's really what it is. Shout out to everybody that's holding it down. Miss Cole and Fofilla couldn't make it today. They getting out of church as we speak. But this is the homie CJ Emulus, part of the team. You know what I'm saying? In, you know what I'm saying, California. I couldn't remember what city. But this song is called Superman. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go super. We're going to go super for a second, man. Let's get super real quick.
The real Superman. He is the Lord of all lords, and he is the King of all kings. Holy, holy, holy makes the angels all sing. Stronger than a locomotive, and he is omniscient. Okay. And he could be your kryptonite and bring you to a knee. Bow before the trumpet sounds. Flash, see him coming down. Riding on a cloud to the rescue now. Better move about the way. Makes foes into his footstools. Came to save the day. And the others try to play him, but they got it twisted. He's the author of creation, bruh. He always existed. Rewind it if you missed it. He's the Alpha and Omega, man. You sure you want to risk it? Not me. I was chilling in the feeling. Got saved. Now a fan like I'm spinning on the ceiling. So pray, cause the Superman wanna get sin. And if he can beat death, who can say we won't win? Whoa! What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks. My God is real, folks. The other ones is big jokes. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it is.
Oh my God.
Better acquaint with the flames if you don't know my God.
Are you vote my God?
Or do you vote my God?
Jesus Christ, not Clark Kent, I wanna show my God. Not Buddhism, man. Not Islam. Not a Hindu, man. But a Christian.
The way to Yahweh.
Yahweh.
The real God. Is by accepting and believing in His Son.
Individual, no individual can make it. Inconsensual sin, living habitually in the fence position, leaving rebelling against God's principles, miserable and imprisonable. For the wages of sin, you owe blood like a menstrual. It's the rule, check the scripture, and you will know that Christ died in the physical, so the gap will be finally bridgeable. Without my hero, heaven would be intenable. Weakness invisible, my God's invincible.
What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super.
The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
What it is, folks. My God is real, folks. The other ones is big jokes. My God gon' kill them.
The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. thinking of the man who could come at any hour. Who could make the earth crumble, twin towers. Who makes death humble like a coward. The real Superman, I ain't talking D. Howard. So I boast about his power. You glorify yourself, which will wither like a flower. I was dead in need of saving, and he came to my distress. Who the man of salvation, see the S on his chest. Super, no cape and a costume. Just grace, cause the lost broom. He died but didn't fall doom, and left a raw tomb. Then beat death, grim reaper, mean left. Just surrender, there is all room. Then repent and believe and let your knee fall to him. Call to him, give all to him. He's super, but no, he crushes enemies. You looking like Lex Luthor. What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks. My God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jokes. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you ever need backup or a protector, I'm always around close by. And if you ever need an answer or some direction, take a look up in the sky.
Called Superhero. You know what I'm saying? Hey, God is gonna be there no matter where you're going through, no matter what's up. He still loves you, man. And let me talk about this topic real quick. Let me clear my throat, you know what I'm saying, get it in. Nah, real talk, teamwork, man. We got to make sure that we do not hinder the move of God by thinking that we are so good that we don't need anybody else. You know, and I think that happens a lot. It happens a lot because people are people, man. You know what I'm saying? People want to be the one lifted up. They want to be the one that's getting all the glory. They want to be the person that's in the middle of everything, man, and not focused on everybody else. Everybody wants to be the big honcho. I don't think anybody grows up and says, yo, I don't want to be the guy that's in charge. You know, some people might, but most of us is like, man, I want to be the leader. And then what happens is we begin to figure out ways where we can become the leader, where we can knock the leader off. And what we call that is one of the last shows I had with Kingdom 7 is envy. People start being envious of the leader, but some people forget that it just doesn't take the leader to make something happen. It takes more than a leader. We look at church as an example. Now, when you say church, one of the first things people say is people. But then they go to the leader of the people, and that's the pastor. And sometimes they forget about the ushers. They forget about the media ministry. And don't forget about the media ministry, y'all. I'm going to tell you why. Because if they ain't got your mic working, you know what I'm saying, it might be a problem. But anyways, when you look at the church, the scriptures clearly says God would love for us to dwell in unity. We talked about that earlier as well. Unity in the church is essential, but for us to work together as a team, we all have to play our roles. It says in the scripture that each one of us is a part of the body. Somebody might be the eyes, the nose, the ear, the toe, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. We all play a part. But see, if we're not doing it together, the thing that makes a human body so powerful is that all these pieces can work together because our brain is together. Now, the brain is the nucleus that says, okay, do this, do this, do that. You can look at the pastor as the brain. But without arms and all that, the brain can't do anything. Like, if you take a brain out of a body, it doesn't really do too much. You know what I'm saying? Even if you didn't, you know what I'm saying, kill somebody to take the brain out, the brain can only think. It can't do anything. But with the other parts of the body, you're able to get it to work, man. And we got to just figure out how to be a team, man. As I said, LeBron James is as Kingdom 7 calls him. Nah, I ain't going to say it on the air. But as a lot of people call LeBron, they're really upset because, as my dad said, he made a move that all of us would make if we were in a situation to get at a job. We would have made the same decision. If you would have saw a company that had the highest potential and you was like, man, I'm at a company that I've already reached my highest potential, but I can go higher with this company, all of us would have left. Nobody would have just said, man, I'm making $100,000, I'm gonna stay cool right here. No, I got a chance to make $100 million over there. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what we got to look at from LeBron James' perspective. Now, as basketball people, you know, I mean, people was talking about, I mean, like Cleveland lost their mind after that joint. You know what I'm saying? They was burning stuff. You know what I'm saying? Putting curses on dude, all kind of stuff. That needs to be addressed. Now, to that team in Cleveland, it was disrespectful. But you got to look at what he's doing as an overall. He's saying, look, I'm not good enough. Well, let me rephrase that. He's good enough because he made it to the NBA Finals before. But I'm just saying, he's saying, look, I know that me by myself, I'm all right. But if I get other people that are just as talented around me, we're going to be way better. And we as Christians got to have that mindset. I'm not telling us to be LeBron James. Let me clarify. But the same thing that he did, if we could come together as a team, and I know Kingdom 7 is big on this, we got to come together as a team. If I have my camp and you got your camp and I'm beefing with you trying to figure out How can we work to, you know what I'm saying? How can I be better than them instead of figuring out how we can work together? It's a problem. You know what I'm saying? We have to look at how can we become a team. I'm reading this book right now, and it was just talking about how people gravitate towards the leaders of the team. I mean, you got Michael Jordan, and people was, oh man, Michael Jordan was, he was the greatest player ever. But you don't really hear too much about the greatest teams ever. You know what I'm saying? Which their team was one of the greatest teams ever. But I'm just saying, you hear the greatest player this, the greatest player did that. But you don't see the team. And the book posed the question, where does that come from? You know what I'm saying? Where does it come from where one person gets elevated and not the whole team? And it's a pride thing. It could be some of the people that we look at and that say that don't give themselves props, people will be like, man, what's wrong with him? He's filthy. But they say, hey, man, it's a team thing. And we got to learn that in the body of Christ. Kingdom 7 said, coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is the progress. And working together is success. I like that. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out how we can be the team that God has called us to be. Anything else is uncivilized. And it needs to be corrected. Teamwork makes the dream work. You know what I'm saying? And I look at what we're doing, and I'm like, man, I've done a lot, but with a team, we can do more. And your leader got to be willing to grow himself. I mean, that's the thing about a team. A team has responsibilities. If you're a power forward or a center, your job is to hold it down, get the rebounds. You might not even be a scorer. Your job might only be to rebound and deflect shots and block shots. A point guard is to facilitate.